Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
My name is Hartmut Schmeck. I'm a professor of applied informatics at the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Germany. And I am coordinating projects on e-energy and electric mobility, where e-energy stands for increasing the use of renewable energies in the power system.
Can you outline for me the contribution of renewables to the generation of energy in Germany?
Currently, we have something like 18% contribution of power production or power generation from renewables. And the intention is to increase that to 30% in 2020 and even higher to 50% in 2030. And recently the target was set to 80% in 2050, which is very ambitious because we have all kinds of problems to solve with respect to this.
What are some of the challenges in terms of the supply and demand of energy in connection with an increased use of renewables?
Well, the major point is that we always need a balance between supply and demand. And the renewables supply power in a fluctuating way. There's a volatile power generation. That means sometimes they're producing more and sometimes less power than expected.
What kind of technology is required to mitigate these supply and demand problems? And what's needed in terms of research and funding for this work?
Or you need the information that you can build on in order to decide what the appropriate actions will be to manage the system or to rebalance the system. And traditionally, you just looked at the frequency of the power supply, and then you could just add some more power or reduce the power supply automatically. And this does not work anymore as it did before, because these deviations are much stronger with these renewables. And you have certain other problems in addition to that. Low-voltage segments of the power grid all of a sudden have too much supply of power, and then the direction of power may reverse, like power supply may reverse, and that means that you have a problem with the substations that deliver the power to the distribution grid. And we have to cope with that, and for that you need information on the current situation of the system.
What is the role of government funding in terms of developing these types of technologies and projects compared to, say, money or support coming from the private sector?
So to do research in this area, you certainly take quite a risk. You don't know whether some concepts that might be conceivable will really be realistic and will reduce the problems that we are faced with. And so without public funding, the major stakeholders in that system, the major companies, would not have invested that much money as they do now, together with the public funding, in order to exploit or investigate the possibilities for increasing, could say, the intelligence of the grid, or for increasingly use information and communication technologies, and also use market mechanisms, not only the centralized energy exchange, but also markets that are located much closer to the end consumer. And this is a completely different system, and this has to be tested out. And if that is not funded by the government, a private investor would not do it because there's not really a good chance of profit on the short run. That does not mean that the private sector does not invest its own money. And that means the industry actually pays 60% of the complete budget and only 40% is funded by the state, which means there's a substantial investment of the private industry in Germany in these technologies.
Looking ahead, what are the main challenges to increasing the use of renewables?
Well, the challenges are that we don't always know for sure what the power supply will be the next day, because we might know something that wind will blow in a certain strength the next day, but we don't know exactly when sun will shine and when not. And since we definitely want to use or to exploit this power generation from wind and sun, we have to deal with these fluctuations. These fluctuations are not controllable, And so we need some controllability of demand in order to adjust the demand for power to the supply that is possible, that is there. And that means it's not only necessary to reduce power consumption, but to adjust the power consumption to a pre-specified profile. And that's a completely new story compared to the traditional way of managing the power grid.
Is there anything else you think we should be thinking about at the moment in connection with the increased use of renewables and the technological concerns?
Well, another point is that, for example, there all of a sudden we get certain technologies that we did not conceive of before. So, for example, the increasing use of electric vehicles is one point or one effect that actually helps us, because we can utilize the storage capacity of the batteries in electric vehicles for stabilizing the grid. And there's quite some flexibility of demand, much more than we have in individual households, in demand for recharging batteries or electric vehicles as soon as we have considerable numbers. And the plans, the strategic plans, are to increase the number of electric vehicles for other reasons. And so then, since these vehicles are there, we can exploit them. So this is something that we should really look at, chances to stabilize the power grid in new ways. That means sometimes we have to adjust our behavior slightly, but as long as it does not really reduce our feeling of personal comfort, it should be okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.